Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to my show tonight. I am back in the saddle again since I lost my show last September. I do have a new sponsor who has stepped up to the plate and decided that he wants to hear my show, and God bless him. His name is Dave Nassine, and he asked if he could sponsor me again so I could do my show. So I want to say thank you, Dave. God bless you for that. God must want me to do this show, so in obedience, with a grateful, loving heart, I'm back. I hope you'll enjoy the new format and venue of my show, and I'll always leave time for prayer at the end as the Holy Spirit directs. Please tune in each week and tell all your friends and family to tune in, or you can listen to in the archives after the show airs with the same link to my show that I sent out. God bless each and every one of you. I want to welcome you, Libby, to Switchboard, and Eric, and thank you so much for coming. Now, Dave Nassine has written a book, and I'm going to play this wonderful commercial for you that he has shared with me. And I really want you to get a copy of this book if you can. It's very inspiring. I know him, Dave and his wife, Charlene. They're just a wonderful, wonderful couple, and Charlene has had her share of trials and challenges. And I'm telling you, she's just phenomenal. Her husband is her caregiver and friend and confidant, and they just make a beautiful couple together. Dave's webpage is http://caregiverscaregiver.com. And that's Dave Nassine's page. You can also order his book through that page. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful. His story is just so inspiring. I'm going to be playing that shortly. Now, he is my sponsor, and the rest of these people that I'm going to share with you have added to my ministry over the years and believe in me, and I'm going to share with you who they are. I partner with them in ministry. The first one is Chaplain Steve Zink. He's got www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. And his number is 1-800-539-6143. Also, I partner with Hope Mill, Pearl Huber. She's distributing blessing bags and backpacks in our community. She is in need of non-gender deodorant and pop-top cans of Chef Boyardee, ravioli, SpaghettiOs, etc. for the month of June. Every month they have a need of something special. That's hopemill.com, and what they do is they make blessing bags and put all kinds of toiletries and hats and socks and resources to go into the community and get the help they need for our precious homeless veterans and other homeless in our community. So check out hopemill.com. Feel free to contribute if you're in the area of the things that they have need of. Otherwise, you can make a donation through PayPal on her website. And I partner with her, and she also donates to me the blessing bags so that I can also put them into the hands of those in need. And we also have Patty Colvin, a very dear friend of mine and a sister in the Lord. She is the president and CEO of Making It Happen, Inc., .org, and they help everybody in the community that I live, Sunland Tahunga area, who are homeless and who are in need of help and low income. And you could contact Patty Colvin at www.makingithappeninc.org. She is a fantastic example of God's love and extension out to people who are hurting. She's the Chapel of the Hills Church that she partners with. And please go to her website, and they are always in need of donations there as well. So please make it known to your friends and neighbors and colleagues. Also, there's a wonderful film coming out towards the end of the year, later in the year, and it's a faith-based movie, and it's called Heavenly Deposit, and George Vincent and Rick Irvin are the producers and directors of it, and it's, you go to their website, www.heavenlydeposit.com, and you'll want to see that movie. It is fantastic. You'll tell all your friends and neighbors and coworkers, go to that website and sign up so that they can show it in your area, and you will be able to, there's a place where you could put where you live, the city and state where you live. That's important. And sign up for updates. You can also listen to the trailer. And then, of course, there is my website, angeloflovministry.com. And there's links at the top of the page when you arrive. And you'll be able to see a lot of the work that Mama Joyce does over the past 37, 38 years in the community at volunteering to the homeless and the precious veterans, special needs adults, and just so many things. I just have a heart for people who are in need. Now, I wanted you to get to know my sponsor, Dave Nassine. So I'm going to play his commercial for you. Actually, it's his little story and where you could purchase his book. And make sure you please tell all your friends, co-workers, and anybody who would benefit from this book. It's a fantastic book, and he and Charlene are just a true inspiration. Well, I hope you'll enjoy this commercial.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships is about Charlene, a stroke survivor. Back in 1996, Charlene was a healthy, normal, very active 52-year-old woman whose amazing talents resemble that of both a Martha Stewart and a Wonder Woman. But all that changed when she suffered a massive stroke that left her severely speech impaired and paralyzed on the right side. Who am I? My name is David. I've had the privilege of being Charlene's husband since 1975. We had a wonderful, fairy tale, storybook-like courtship that culminated in our marriage a year later. Charlene had just come out of a marriage where after 10 years, she received two black eyes and a broken nose by her former husband when he came home high on speed. Charlene believed in no second chances of any kind for abuse, so she left. Finding herself all alone in the world with her 5 and 10-year-old daughters, Cynthia Lorraine and Deborah Lynn, she started raising them by herself for the next 2 years. Then fate brought us all together. After falling in love with Charlene, Cindy, and Debbie, our love then produced Rebecca Elizabeth. We had a wonderful, normal life for the next 20 years. But today, things are very different for everyone. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships is the amazing story of a woman's fight to survive all that life had thrown her way. Everyone who knows Charlene is thoroughly amazed at how she lives day by day, month by month, year by year, and with a smile on her face and hope in her heart that everything is going to be okay. Her faith in God is her foundation in this hope, that everything happens for a reason, and what doesn't kill her will make her stronger. She inspires everyone who meets her. Her accomplishments since her stroke are very impressive, often making us normal people look like whiners and complainers. So pick up your copy of One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships today. You won't be disappointed. Just hear what best-selling author Lynn Barrington has to say about it. If you think you have it bad, read this book. This is a beautiful, genuine story told from the heart. It's inspiring and easy to read. When you finish this book, you'll be able to look at your concerns in a new light. How about the reaction of 9-time Grammy and Dove Award recipient, the godfather of contemporary gospel Christian music, Andre Crouch? Charlene just won't let the promises of God go. and she has not let her circumstances get in the way of her faith. She's not just a survivor, she's more than a conqueror, as the Bible states. You'll be encouraged by her testimony, regardless of what you're going through. Available everywhere, but if you purchase your copy directly from the author's website, onearmoneleg100words.com, Charlene and David will personally autograph your copy. Enjoy!
Isn't that wonderful? What a beautiful, heartwarming story. Once again, I want to thank you, Dave, for sponsoring my show and for believing in me. I'm so grateful to you. Later on, I have another bit that I want to share with you, with Dave Nassanay as well. So I want to welcome Chaplain Steve into the chat room as well. And, of course, my son, Eric. I'm glad to see you guys. And, you know, Chaplain Steve is also a bail bondsman in San Diego area, and he does a fantastic job. In fact, he's Christian, and so he really has a heart to help people. So he also does bail bonds in San Diego. And once again, you can get a hold of Chaplain Steve at 1-800-539-6143. He also works with San Diego Workplace Chaplains.com. So, having said that, I just want to welcome him into the chat room and thank you for listening to the show tonight. You know, I try to use my show to encourage people to perpetuate God's attributes and what he desires from each one of us, which is basically a deep relationship with us. He wants us to talk to him, to pray, to read the Bible, and, you know, to enjoy a relationship, to get to know him. And he's our Abba Father, and he's brought me through so many things. You know, we have such times on this earth that are really trying. And so I want to use my show to be uplifting and loving and offer hope, hopefully, to all of you who listen. From time to time, I share music that is uplifting and stories also. You know, I wanted to share with you something tonight. Any of you who are baby boomers, which I am, I grew up with different kinds of venues of people, with Richard Pryor and George Carlin and, you know, Don Knotts and you know, all different kinds of comedians and people. And I don't know if any of you out there who are listening know who George Carlin is, but he was a comedian back in the day, and boy, he had he had a potty mouth, that's for sure. And he, you know, he said things that were off color, of course. But you know, towards the end of his life, he had kind of like a revelation, if you will. He found the Lord, and he wrote something. In fact, he did. I wanted to share this with you. In fact, a dear friend of mine, a brother in the Lord, who is named Henry, who I met online, he had this on his Facebook page, and I asked him if he could share it, you know, with my audience, you know, and of course on Facebook, because I think it's very insightful and very meaningful. And I'm going to read it to you, and I hope that it will, pardon me, I hope it'll impact you in a very special manner. George Carlin's wife died early in 2008, and George followed her, dying in July 2008. It is ironic George Carlin, the comedian of the 70s and 80s, could write something so very eloquent and so very appropriate, an observation by George Carlin himself. The paradox of our time in history is what we have taller buildings but shorter tempers, wider freeways but narrower viewpoints. We spend more but we have less. We buy more, but enjoy less. We have bigger houses, but yet smaller families. More conveniences, but less time. We have more degrees, but less sense. More knowledge, but less judgment. More experts, yet more problems. More medicine, but less wellness. We drink too much, smoke too much, spend too recklessly, laugh too little, drive too fast, get too angry, stay up too late, get up too tired, read too little, watch TV too much, and pray too seldom. We have multiplied our possessions, but we have reduced our values. We talk too much, love too seldom, and hate too often. We've learned how to make a living, but not a life. We've added years to life, not life to years. We've been all the way to the moon and back, but have trouble crossing the street to meet a new neighbor. We conquered outer space, but not inner space. We've done larger things, but not things. We've cleaned up the air, but polluted the soul. We've conquered the atom, but not our prejudice. We write more, but we learn less. We plan more, but we accomplish less. We've learned to rush, but not to wait. We build more computers to hold more information, to produce more copies than ever, but we communicate less and less. These are the times of fast foods and slow digestion, big men and small character, steep profits and shallow relationships. These are the days of two incomes but more divorce, fancier houses but broken homes. These are days of quick trips, disposable diapers, throwaway morality, one-night stands, overweight bodies, and pills that do everything from cheer to quiet to kill. It is a time when there is much in the showroom window and nothing in the stockroom. A time when technology can bring this letter to you, and a time when you can choose either to share this insight or just forget it. Remember to spend some time with your loved ones because they're not going to be around forever. Remember, say a kind word to someone who looks up to you in awe because that little person soon will grow up and leave your side. Remember to give a warm hug to the one next to you because that is the only treasure you can give with your heart, and it doesn't cost a cent. Remember to say, I love you, to your partner and all your loved ones, but most of all, mean it. A kiss and an embrace will mend hurt when it comes from deep inside of you. Remember to hold hands and cherish the moment for someday. That person will not be there again. Give time to love. Give time to speak, give time to listen, and give time to share the precious thoughts in your mind. And always remember, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by those moments that take our breath away. And that was by George Carlin, a very insightful, you know, and that was in 2000. Before he passed in 2008, but could you imagine? Can you imagine that those things are very much true today? And that's only about 9 years ago. So I wanted to share that with you. Also, I wanted to share, I know what's going on in the world and in England, and we pray for them in England. We pray for them in France. And all those who are being affected by ISIS and terrorism. And our prayers and our love and our hearts go out to them, that's for sure. You know, folks, this is a time where we really need to draw closer and get to know God. It says in the Bible that this is what would be happening, that hearts would wax cold because of all the iniquity in the world. But there's people like you and I who love God, who know Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, that need to make a difference in this world. We can't do it alone. We can't do it ourselves. We need God to help us, the Holy Spirit. And in Hebrew, it's the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm hoping that those of you who are listening to the show tonight and in the archives will realize that this is a time that you can give back to our world, a more peaceful and loving time. It just takes one person at a time to tip the scales of all the evil and negativity happening. It doesn't have to be carved in stone that our country will be turned over to the enemy. It doesn't have to be that way, folks. We can make a change. We can pray and ask God to have mercy and to change us, to transform and renew our minds and our hearts, to do what is right, to do the right thing, and to bring back God in the world and His Son, Jesus Christ, and love instead of hate. I'm going to play a song for you right now, and this really is near and dear to my heart, and it's called Good, Good Father, and it really talks about God and how merciful and loving He is, and I hope you'll enjoy it.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. Good, good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you, it's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, when I've seen many searching for it,
Song. I just love it because he is, he's perfect in all of his ways. You know, I am just so blessed to be able to do this show and encourage. Like I said, I have a brother in the Lord also who I met online. He's a friend and a brother. His name is Henry. And oftentimes he, you know, he prays for, he's a prayer partner of mine, and he also has very profound and very inspirational, encouraging messages on his Facebook page. And one of those tonight was, this is food for thought. When we hit our bumps in the road, send love to those who need it most. Take a moment. Let's count our blessings, because really, we got it made. You know, we're to love one another. And if you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. If you want happiness for a lifetime, help someone else. It's a Chinese proverb. And that is so true, and that's what I'm about. That's what God is about. We're to love one another and help each other. You know, one thing, I have a very strong desire to help the precious veterans and our military and firefighters and first responders and civil servants in our world, namely in my community, but in the whole world. You know, I pray for them every day. And I think it's important that we take time to acknowledge their worth and their value to our country especially, and support them and love them. And that no matter what you see or hear, what's going on in the world, it doesn't matter. What matters, it does matter, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to make light of it, but what does matter most of all is our relationship with God and putting our focus there. He can move mountains, he could part the Red Sea, he pulled Jonah out of the whale. You know, there's so many things he's done. And he can do. He is powerful. He's very powerful. And I'm hoping that you'll, who listen to my show, will get to want to know him. Because I know in my life, I've been through a lot of things that have damaged me and caused me a lot of pain and grief. But my focus wasn't on that. My focus was, how could I take what happened to me and turn around and help somebody else? And that's always been where my heart is. There's still some parts in me that need to be healed, and God is in the process of doing that. It's an ongoing experience, and that happens for all of us. We all have areas of our life that need to be healed and need to be loved and need to be a place where we find forgiveness and understanding and compassion. And if we could do that for ourselves and extend it to other people who are in need at their time of need, what a beautiful world that would be. Instead of perpetuating hate and hurt and evil and unkindness, turning the scales back and becoming a part of the solution, not the problem. So think of ways. I know of all different kinds of ways. I've done ministry for over 37 years, and there's so many ways we can make a positive difference in this world. You want to learn some of the ways, you want to learn the attributes of God. God is love. God is love. And love conquers all, you know. So build a relationship with God. Get to know him. Read your Bible. Learn that he sent his son here on earth. He sent his son to be sacrificed, the sacrificial lamb on the cross, to die for our sins. He never forced us. He gave his son openly because he loved us so much. And he said, if you'll accept my son, you'll accept me, who died for the sins of the world. And if you do that, you will spend eternity with God in heaven. I know that when I think of that, if I didn't, even though we have the freedom to choose whether we want to do that or not, the thought of being separated from God when my life is here on earth is ended, it just is mind-boggling. It frightens me, and I couldn't even fathom that idea. But yet some do. They don't want to know God, and they don't want to stop doing the things that they're doing. They want to just be able to feel comfortable drinking and doing drugs and having hate and prejudice and hurting other people. They don't want to stop that. But what they don't realize is we're only here temporary. We're not here forever. We're here very temporarily. And what we do on this earth is very impactful to the rest of the world, each one of us as an individual. So I want to leave a legacy of love. I want to leave a legacy of truth. And we do serve a God of justice. And, you know, at first I thought to myself, gee, you know, I haven't done my radio show. I don't know if anybody really listens, but only God knows that. And what matters to me and what he's revealed to me is it doesn't matter what anybody thinks of you, Joyce. It matters what I think of you. And I love you. I love you just as you are. You know, I try very hard to obey his commandments, and whenever he shows me mercy or grace in my life, I try to extend that to other people. Sometimes my attitude has been wrong because, heck, we're human. We fall short of his glory. We fall short of being obedient sometimes, and we make terrible mistakes, but he never stops loving us. And although there's consequences when we make wrong choices at times, he's still there right with us. Sometimes he's merciful and the consequences are lifted from us, but sometimes we have to go through the consequences with wrong choices and decisions so that we can learn a better lesson and then turn around and maybe help someone in their time of need. And that's what's so important. That is so important, to build up a relationship with God so you know how to treat other people. So I'm hoping that enough people will have that desire to turn this around, the way things are going in the world, and be a part of, like I said, the solution instead of a part of the problem. I'm going to play this next song for you, and it is a beautiful song. It's called What a Beautiful Name. And, of course, we're speaking of Jesus. And it listen to what it says. And if you can, sing along. Raise your hands to the Lord, because this is just a beautiful worship song, and I hope you'll really enjoy it. What a Beautiful Name.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful. The name of Jesus Christ, my
Welcome, Lieutenant Diane typing, and I want to welcome Bottom Line Fighter back. I'm glad you are here. We pray for all you out there, all the veterans and all those who are serving as well. God bless you, Bottom Line Fighter. God bless you, Lieutenant Diane. I'm so grateful that you're listening to the show tonight. Like I said, I have a dear brother in the Lord named Henry, a friend, and he has beautiful posts that are thought-provoking and things that we really should think about. And he was saying lots of problems are in our world. Love one another. Pray for your enemies. It's not easy, but try. We can't always make it happen, but if we could only try, it's a start. There was a song a while back, and it was called Let There Be Peace on Earth, and Let It Begin With Me. Isn't that the truth? It begins with each and every one of us. For all of you who know Maya Angelou, she was a great American poet and civil rights activist. She found a way to solve a problem with passion, compassion, humor, and style. It sure would be nice to get all sides to employ her simple beliefs and get things done right, wouldn't it? She said, hate, it has caused a lot of problems in the world, but has not yet solved one. Isn't that the truth? That's beautiful. And I give credit for Henry for posting that on his page. Thank you, Henry, for sharing that. You know, this is a world we live in that is so treacherous today, and that's why it's so important that we put our focus on the positive and the things that are wonderful and loving and the things are good. You know, I'm just so grateful that God has given me the opportunity to have my show again. And one thing I do want to do tonight is I want to play Dave's second commercial because it's important that we support him. I mean, he's been a sponsor for my show now, and I want to support everything he does because he's a brother in the Lord, and he's got a beautiful book out there, wonderful story with him, with Charlene, his beautiful wife, and himself and his beautiful family. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this commercial for you, and I hope that you'll listen and take to heart and support him and purchase his book.
Anytime we suffer loss, we grieve. And a lot of people don't realize what even the grief process is. But it could be 5 to 7 steps ranging from denial, I don't believe this is happening, anger, oh my gosh, I'm so upset this is happening, to a form of bargaining, how can I get out of this, to depression, which is a very serious thing because that often leads to suicide. And then finally, after you realize you have no more control over your situation and you're totally okay with the new normal that it brings, that wonderful, wonderful place called acceptance.
Being a caregiver takes a special person with passion and compassion. But even you can become a little burned out from time to time. The Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Show was developed to help you overcome obstacles, adversity, and burnout, as well as just having a place to rest, relax, and recharge your batteries. We've all been there, and you're not alone. Now, you can take the Caregiver's Caregiver with you. Get the top 25 radio shows in convenient form that plugs right into your USB car stereo or computer. Learn the techniques, tips, and encouragement we all need to better handle the day-to-day challenges. For around $1 per show, just $29.77, get the credit card-sized USB card to have with you anytime you need a caregiver's pick-me-up. Just go to DaveTheCaregiver'sCaregiver.com and order yours today. Go to DaveTheCaregiver'sCaregiver.com now. Consider it an investment in you and ultimately an investment in them.
Isn't that beautiful? And I hope you'll support Dave in that. That's wonderful, Dave. And God bless you once again for all you do. You're a everybody needs to know. We're a caregiver in some capacity. That is for sure. You know, I use this show, like I said, hopefully to encourage and inspire others to get out there and make a positive difference in our world. Because it's important that we take the time to listen to people, especially if they're hurting. You know, people go throughout life, and sometimes they slip through the cracks, you know, and they don't have anybody to listen to them. They feel like they're alone. And there's been a time or two in my life growing up that I didn't feel that I wanted to stay in this world and live, and I got so desperate, and it was very hurtful, and I felt so utterly alone and so overwhelmed, you know, that I just didn't want to live anymore. So that's when I didn't have the Lord, you know, and some people feel that way and they do have the Lord. But I will tell you this, that whatever you go through in life, you are not alone, ever, ever. You have God with you. Even if you don't believe in God, He exists and He's there with you. And He loves us. And I want you to realize that if you ever, ever feel alone, you can go to Him and pray and talk to Him and go to the Word. You know, I'll tell you, the best thing to do is not to isolate, but to have a good support system. Part of it, and the most core of it, is to reach out to God, to get into His Word, the Holy Bible, and to build a relationship with Him. Plug into a church and get to surround yourself with people who are loving and caring. Find a church that has the same, you know, gifts maybe that they need from you. Maybe they need an outreach to the homeless, or maybe they have an outreach to elderly people. But check it out. Check it out and see what you can do to become a part of a body, because it's very, very important. Right now, I'm not plugged into any particular church, but I know that that's going to change someday. Godly, it will lead me to the right church. But meanwhile, I still do the ministry work, and I start my day with the Lord, and I read the Bible and pray. And I have a prayer list, a big long one, that I pray for people every day and their loved ones and all the persecuted Christians in the world. And I also pray in the evening. I end my day with in the evening, and I give thanks to the Lord, and because I love to talk to Him. I love to pray, and I love to feel His presence and the Holy Spirit and His love. Sometimes I don't feel that, and you know, there's been times in my life where I feel sad or I feel lonely or make mistakes or I sin, but I don't remain there. And that's the key, folks. Don't remain there. Everybody is human. We have emotions and we make mistakes and we fall short. But don't remain there. Call up somebody if you need to speak to somebody, and have them pray with you. There's, if you don't have a particular person in mind, you could call TBN and have them pray with you. You can always listen to my shows, and hopefully they'll inspire and encourage you. But the main thing is, folks, build a relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to play this song for you, and I love Jimmy Durante. I don't know if any of you are old enough to, well, I know Olivia is, but Jimmy Durante makes someone happy. It's such a beautiful song. I wanted to share it with you.
Important to make someone happy, make just one someone happy, make just one heart to heart you. You sing to one smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one girl you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
Beautiful. You'll make someone happy. We have the power to do that, each one of us. You know, even though we might be grieving from a lost loved one or a tragedy in our lives, maybe we're sick or we're diagnosed with some illness or something. You know, I'll tell you something. Out of our own pain and illness, and this is what I've learned to do over the years. I've taken what has happened to me and what God has seen me through and turned it around and have a deeper sense of understanding and compassion and love for those who are hurting, you know, and make sure that I make myself available to whoever God sends me to, you know, so you can do that too. I know sometimes it's painful, but a lot of times when you're feeling alone or when you're sad or you're in your own set of circumstances, sometimes if you step out of that and go and help somebody else who's hurting, it's a healing balm to you for helping that person. And you're also you get healed and they get healed at the same time because there's love involved and care. I'm going to play this next speech for you. It's by Ronald Reagan, and I think some of you are familiar with it, but it really holds true to today.
Someone asked me whether I was aware of all the people out there who were praying for the president. And I had to say, yes, I am. I felt it. I believe in intercessionary prayer. But I couldn't help but say to that questioner after, sometimes when he was praying, he got a busy signal. It was just me in there ahead of him. I think I understand how Abraham Lincoln felt when he said, I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible, that we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny. I've said that we must be cautious in claiming God is on our side. I think the real question we must answer is, are we on His side? No matter where we live, we have a promise that can make all the difference. A promise from Jesus to soothe our sorrows, heal our hearts, and drive away our fears. He promised
There will never be a dark night that does not end. Our weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He promised if our hearts are true, His love will be as sure as sunlight. And by dying for us, Jesus showed how far our love should be ready to go. All the way. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We all praise God. Americans yearn to explore life's deepest truths, and to say their entertainment, or their idea of entertainment, is sex and violence and crime is an insult to their goodness and intelligence. We are people who believe love can triumph over hate, creativity over destruction, and hope over despair. And that's why so many millions hunger for God's good news. I've always believed that we were, each of us, put here for a reason, that there is a plan, somehow a divine plan for all of us. I know now that whatever days are left to me belong to Him. I also believe this blessed land was set apart in a very special way. Our forebears came not for gold, but mainly in search of God and the freedom to worship in their own way. We've been a free people living under the law with faith in our Maker and in our future. I've said before that the most sublime picture in American history is of George Washington on his knees in the snow at Valley Forge. That image personifies a people who know that it's not enough to depend on our own courage and goodness. We must also seek help from God, our Father and Preserver. We'll never find every answer, solve every problem, or heal every wound, but we can do a lot if we walk together down that one path that we know provides real hope. The morality and values such faith implies are deeply embedded in our national character. Our country embraces those principles by design, and we abandon them at our peril. My experience in this office I hold has only deepened a belief I've held for many years. Within the covers of that single book are all the answers to all the problems that face us today if we'd only read and believe.
That's beautiful, and that speech holds true to today. You know, I was just telling you before I played that the most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat and suffering and struggle and loss, and yet have found their way out of the depths of despair. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep, loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen. And this was written by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. You know, it's so true, because we have a choice. We have the choice to be kind. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. You know, and since we have the freedom to choose, why not choose love over hate, and to do the right thing, and kindness and forgiveness? It's not so easy. Oh, you know what, Lieutenant Diane, we just want to thank you for coming. You have 3 minutes, and hoo-ah, we just give you a little shout out there, Bottom Line Fighter. Give our love to all of you guys out there. Just know that you're in my prayers every day, and I just appreciate everything you do for our country and your service. God bless you. But I just wanted to say once again, thank you for this opportunity to come to Blog Talk Radio again and share my messages of hope. And I just want to expand upon given the freedom to choose. and freedom of choice that God has given us here. He didn't make us robots. He didn't force us to believe one way or the other. He gave us the freedom to choose. My concern is, and when I have difficulty and a challenging time understanding, is why, when given the freedom to choose, why some people would rather choose to be hurtful or unkind. And I really don't know if it's a true fact to say that that's human nature. You know, even, I mean, we could even learn from some animals. Animals are, they take care of others. Like when a mother has died, they take care of their young. And they're very, very different from each other. Maybe a hippo will fall in love with a turtle, a tortoise. That was on the news at one time where they bonded together. You know, we can learn from that. And I taught special needs adults for 16 years. It was one of the most beautiful jobs I've ever had in my life. To me, it wasn't a job. It was a ministry. It was just something I could, you know, I could really relate to them because I feel as they do. I just like to try to love unconditionally and forgive and be resilient, you know. And they're just the most sweetest. They're my angels. That's what I call them, my earth angels. I love them very, very much, and I cherish the time that we spent together. There's quite a few of them that we still keep in contact. And there's a group home that I visit several times during the year. And we, you know, share prayers together and pizza and and a really good time. And they're just so sweet. And, you know, I related to them because I understand. They understood me and I understood them. It was so special. They have such hearts of love, and I am that way in many, many ways. And because of that, I may not be Down syndrome or autistic or special needs, but I do have their attributes, which are beautiful. And so it's made it very difficult for me sometimes and challenging to live in this world because you know, I don't understand why people want to hurt each other or kill each other or choose to, you know, to behave in ways that are evil and mean. And I just don't understand that. It boggles my mind. So I don't know if that makes me naive or whatever, but that's why it's important to me to make a difference in this world in a positive way. You know, I want to turn darkness into light, and I can't do any of these things without my relationship with God. I love him so much, and he's been so gracious to me and merciful in my life. I mean, he saved me from a lot of things that could have destroyed me, and every time he shows me his grace or his mercy, what happens to me is I want to extend that to other people. So one thing I want to remind all of you who are listening tonight, if you will please be mindful of your environment around you and be sensitive to those who are in need. And if you see somebody who is hurting or somebody, maybe even silently, they may not say anything, but maybe you know them or said to someone at the office or at work. Maybe they need a kind word, a hug, or just someone to listen to them. Please be mindful of that. Make a difference in our world in a positive way. Like Ellen DeGeneres says, be kind to one another. Genuinely. And if you have trouble doing that because you've been hurt or you've been damaged by people or situations, Well, out of your own hurt and out of your own need, try to extend yourself to someone who is hurting. And when they hear your story or you can relate to them, that helps them feel they're not alone, that there is someone listening who understands and who takes the time out of their lives to care. You know, I have a dear friend of mine, Olivia, that oftentimes I share a lot of my heart, what's in my heart and my hurts and my wrong attitude. And she's so sweet. She listens to me. And sometimes she doesn't respond, but she listens. And she's been so kind. Well, we all need that in this world. We need to listen to each other and love one another and help each other and learn to forgive. So these attributes I've learned with my relationship with God, and I would hope that you would want to get to know a God that loves as deeply and compassionately as he does. People sometimes blame God for things that happen in our world, maybe children taken too young from a terrible disease, or a loved one is taken in a tragic way, or something happens like in London, which is terrible and tragic, but it's not God who's doing it. And we mustn't fault God because he's not the one who's doing it. When people say, why does he allow it? Well, you know, like you said, we have freedom to choose and behave how we want to. And so those people have chosen to be evil. But there are consequences for those things. So I would rather enjoy the consequences of right choices and good behavior and love and kindness than the consequences I'll have to pay for being evil and mean and hurtful to other people. I mean, you know, that should make sense to you, I would hope. You know, and there's times where I don't understand God. I don't understand why he allows something or why he does something, because our minds are so infinitely small and limited. We couldn't begin to understand everything God does. But once we leave this earth and this time here and we go to be with God, then we understand all things, because then we're free from this vessel that he's given us to be here on earth. And then we'll know all things and understand better. But until then, we need to trust him. Trust him that he will work everything together for our good. And this next song I'm going to play for you is called Trust in You. And I hope it will minister to you, no matter what you're going through. Thank you. beautiful song. You know, I've always had, over my lifetime, a trust issue because of a lot of things that I've had to go through over my life. Trusting in people, of course, has always been a pretty big challenge. And then there were times I trusted too much, you know, so it went from one end of the spectrum to the other. But God has allowed me, especially since I've been serving him over 35 years, to allow situations in my life where I could trust him, where I needed to trust him so he could show me and reveal to me his power and his love for me. And one of those times was all at once I had cancer on my face and a stomach problem, and near my ear was swollen. This happened to me all at once. And I cried out to God, and I said, God, I said, all these things are happening. I never thought I would experience cancer in my lifetime, and I've had so many other different challenges in my life. I didn't think that would be one of them. And I said, God, what is it you want? What is it you're trying to say to me? And in my mind, in my heart, in a still, small voice, he said to me, I want you to trust me. And I said, okay, Lord. You know, I didn't know what was going to happen, didn't know what the outcome was going to be, but he revealed to me that he delivered me from the cancer. He delivered me from the thing with my ear. Now I still have a stomach problem. It's acid reflux. And I think many people around my age especially have that problem. I'm a baby boomer. The food and everything has changed so much over the years. You know, and the air and the water and everything. And, of course, we want to try to eat as healthy as we can because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, and I do have difficulty with it. That's my one biggest challenge is my eating habits. And God is helping me with that. It's a process, an ongoing one, you know, but he is helping me with it. And I am learning through those experiences, believe it or not, I surprised myself too. I'm learning to trust him in a deeper way. Some of it is very painful to go through, you know, but for the most part, he's been there, and he's encouraged me and loved me, and, you know, and in turn, like I said, I could turn around and help somebody else in their time of need. Now, it's getting towards the end of the show here, and I do want to take time to pray for anybody who's got needs out there, and I don't have to know what it is or who you are, because God knows, but I do want to specifically pray for London, and for the England, also for the concert and all the terrorism that's going on. And I pray for those families and those loved ones. I pray for all the persecuted Christians in the world. Pray for my son and Chaplain Steve and everybody who was in the chat room and Bottom Line Fighter and the veterans in the military, of course, and the firefighters and Olivia and all of her loved ones. And Cynthia, and just everybody who needs prayer today, I'm going to lift them up and all of their loved ones and ask Heavenly Father God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, I lift up all these precious ones that I've mentioned and even the ones that have unspoken requests and the people who need prayer and need healing and deliverance and provision and love. I just ask, Father, that you meet every one of those needs, that you put a hedge of protection around each and every one of them, Father, each and every one of them and their loved ones, that you meet their needs, that you draw them close to you, that you help them to know that you love them, reveal yourself to them in a very special manner, and make yourself known to them like never before, Father. We need you on this earth. We need you to heal our land, Father, and to work in the hearts of those who are trying to be evil and doing terrible things. And we pray against that, and we pray for peace in Jerusalem and peace in the United States and on this earth, Father God. We pray that each person within earshot here or in the archives will have a desire to know you and to become one with you. And Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to come tonight and do this show, and especially Sherry, who I love very, very much and cherish her friendship. She has helped me to have this show tonight, and she is, a very special lady in Blog Talk Radio, and she's also my friend outside of Blog Talk Radio. So, Lord, I lift all these precious ones up to you and the persecuted Christians in the world and the people who are hurting, and hold them in the palm of your hand and breathe life into them. Lord, give us a good night's sleep tonight. Father, help us all to sleep well in your loving arms, Father God, and help us to seek you with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our soul, and help us to love you and put you first in all things, and to love our neighbor as ourself, Father God. Thank you once again for this opportunity, and thank you for hearing our prayers, receiving them, and answering them, Father. Thank you for all things that you have given us and that you have done, that you are doing, and that you're going to do. We give you all the praise and the glory in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, a lot of times, folks, we want to just be held by the Lord because we are so weary from all the challenges of the world, and we feel so down and hurting and everything. So I want to play this song for you. It's called Just Be Held. And it's so special. And then after that will be one more song called Mended, and I will call it an evening. And I want to thank you all for coming tonight. And Eric, thank you for being so supportive of me always. And I love you. And thank you, Olivia. You're the only two left here listening. But I love you guys with all my heart. And after these two songs, I'll be closing the show until next week. Okay, this is called Just Be Held.
Hold it all together, everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. If your eyes are on a storm, you wonder if I love you still. If your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted, in time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes, your life is in my hands. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. It's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop.
just be him. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be him.
Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful song? I'm just so grateful that, you know, God is in me and in this world, and he watches. He looks down on the earth, and he sees what's going on. And I'm sure it breaks his heart. It grieves his heart to see what's going on. You know, One thing I'm going to ask you to do, I have an unspoken request for someone who's very dear to me that needs to make a decision, and they want to make the right decision. And I'm going to ask that God knows who they are, that you hold them up in prayer in the days ahead and ask God to reveal his direction and decision for them, if you'll do that. And God knows who it is. And I want to thank you, but I have just about a minute left, and I wanted to thank Henry and Chaplain Steve, Bottom Line Fighter, Sandra, and Eric, and Olivia, and all of you who came out to support me in my first show here again tonight. And God willing, we'll see each other, hear each other next Saturday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And once again, go to my website, angeloveloveministry.com. Check out my Greenbelt Ranch for the veterans. And know that is in my heart's desire, if it's God's will. And you could pray about that. I'd appreciate it. And I just want to thank you once again tonight. And I love you all. And I'm praying for each and every one of you, even though I may not know your name. God knows who you are, and I pray that God will meet your needs and you'll be drawn to him and that you will know him in a very intimate way. And I praise God, give him all the glory, and I thank you, Jesus, for this show tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.